This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
San Francisco teachers by the thousands arriving at Civic Center Plaza for an afternoon rally on the first day of their citywide strike, seeking better wages and benefits from the school district. More from KCBS's Ken Duffy.
Members of the United Educators of San Francisco flooding into the plaza, holding signs in support of not just higher pay, but fully funded health care and improved special education.
We're not getting paid on these days. This isn't a vacation for us.
Bagji is a teacher with Harvey Milk Civil Rights Academy, already pushing back against a narrative that the teachers are being selfish as schools are now shut down.
We just want some dignity in our jobs, so we're out here fighting for something that we should have had long ago.
But there are plenty of parents here, like Raphael, who also backs them. His kids attend Buena Vista Horace Mann.
Teachers deserve a fair contracts. They're there every day with our students, my children, and they deserve to have wages that reflect the needs in the schools right now.
Now, the last teacher strike during the late 1970s lasted for weeks, but Leanne, who's a 30-year career teacher, says they're committed to do what's needed.
We'll continue to do that until we get what we want, what we need, what we deserve.
In San Francisco, Ken Duffy, KCBS.
The brother of San Jose raised late NFL star and war hero Pat Tillman has pleaded guilty to firebombing the Almaden Valley Post Office in South San Jose. 44-year-old Richard Tillman entered his plea today, which was reached through an agreement with federal prosecutors. Tillman is accused of backing his car full of fire logs soaked in lighter fluid into the post office, lighting them on fire last summer, all while live streaming the crime. The federal case against Tillman proceeded after competency examinations for him led to the halting and eventual dismissal of the local case. Tillman faces a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of 20 years in prison. He's currently in custody with the sentence hearing set for April 27th.
Hundreds of kids in San Francisco spent the whole day at their after-school programs. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, the city's Rec and Parks Department stepped in to make sure the students had somewhere to go during the strike.
They're playing in the gym, they're playing soccer and basketball, they are working on their homework.
And they're somewhere safe and comfortable while they can't be in school, says Tamara Barrick-Apperton, who speaks for San Francisco's Recreation and Parks Department.
Yeah, it's definitely a disruption in their routine, so it's great to see their familiar friends, their familiar caregivers at the rec centers where they feel safe and we can provide trusted care for them.
There are 500 students enrolled in these after-school programs, and roughly 300 took the department up on the offer, which comes with free meals at some locations, like here in the Bayview at Joseph P. Lee Recreation Center.
We are going to communicate day by day with our families on the things that we can offer, and you know, we're there for our families.
In the Bayview, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Well, now that the big game is over, the Bay Area's final duty as Super Bowl host is ceremonially passing along the event to Los Angeles, the home of Super Bowl 61. KCBS's Mike DeWall reports from Moscone Center in San Francisco. It's rare for the big game to stay in the same state over consecutive years.
Much like the Seahawks' Sam Darnold to Kenneth Walker, the Bay Area handing off the Super Bowl to Los Angeles, where the countdown begins ahead of next year's game at SoFi Stadium. 49ers CEO Jed York.
We've done about $500 million of economic impact in the Bay Area this week. Over 100,000 room nights, countless events in the communities.
A complaint about Super Bowl 50 in the Bay was that it was too San Francisco-centered. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan thinks this time around, the wealth was more evenly spread.
San Pedro Market, which was already a destination in downtown, told us that there, two nights ago, their revenue was 30% higher than they had ever had historically on their best night.
Rams defensive back Quentin Lake hopes L.A. will pick up where the Bay Area left off.
It's just bringing all football fans together, and that's what I really love. It's a melting pot of football junkies, football fans, anybody that loves the game.
At Moscone Center in San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
It took nearly a month to get the surrounding area ready for the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium. But as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, the cleanup is expected to take much less time.
It's going great. It's going fantastic.
Mark Pappas is with the IATSE Local 134 Stagehands Union. They're out here at Levi's Stadium taking down scaffolding, banners, and more.
We expected a lot of confetti, a lot of messes left behind and stuff like that. So that was a pleasure. That was a pleasant surprise.
He says the entire process should take about a week to clean up. Roy came out here just to check things out.
Football fans, the Niners season ended a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. We were just looking, you know? That's
curiosity,
it.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big job, but Papa says he loves it.
We're doing FIFA. We did WrestleMania. It's a great job. It's the most weirdest job I've ever had.
At Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Another San Francisco mall has changed hands. The Chronicle reporting TMG Partners and Bridges Capital have clinched a deal for the Metreon on 4th Street. No word on what the buyers paid for the mall, which has been previously assessed by the city at nearly $151 million. The Metreon is anchored by Target and AMC Theaters and has fared better than the nearby San Francisco Center Mall, which shuttered last month. Changes slated for the Metreon include a revamping of its fourth-floor event space and possible changes to its food court. The city owns the land under the Metreon, and so the purchasing partner will be paying rent to the government.
And California has filed a lawsuit against two websites for distributing instructions on making ghost guns. Attorney General Rob Bonta and San Francisco City Attorney David Chu are targeting the Gadalog Foundation Incorporated and Control Pew LLC. The lawsuit claims these sites violate state laws by providing computer code and guidelines for 3D printing firearms. Officials say the sites offer designs for over 150 lethal firearms and accessories. The defendants could not be reached for comment. The lawsuit highlights the rising issue of ghost guns, which are untraceable and bypass background checks. California law enforcement has seen a dramatic increase in ghost guns and recoveries over the past decade. While picket lines are up, classrooms are empty across San Francisco today. But even as the strike began, negotiators for the union and the district are back at the table, desperately trying to find a deal to reopen schools. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more on what each side is saying.
Power, union!
As educators walk the picket lines in front of schools, union leaders continue to demand a better salary package and fully funded health care. Cassandra Curiel is president of the United Educators of San Francisco.
We see that they have a reserve of almost $400 million. We believe that today's dollars are for today's students.
But the school district disputes that. Superintendent Maria Sue says they do not have unlimited funds.
We are managing a structural deficit, and we are currently still under state oversight.
Both sides are returning to the bargaining table this afternoon, and Sue says they will talk all night if necessary to reopen schools. For parents left in the lurch by the strike, the district has information about limited child care and food support on its website, sfusd.edu. In San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Powered by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Legendary Bay Area football coach John Beam was honored this Sunday ahead of the Super Bowl in a touching tribute narrated by Oakland native and NFL star Marshawn Lynch. KCBS's Shannon Golden has more on how Beam's daughters, featured in the video, are hoping to carry on their father's legacy.
Monica Beam and Sonia Phillips received not just messages of condolences after losing their dad, but countless offerings of support. And not needing it for themselves, they knew they wanted to pass it forward.
Monica and my dad and myself a little bit had in the past talked about maybe one day starting up a foundation. And so it was kind of a no-brainer to us that we wanted to do something kind of right away.
So in the weeks after his murder, the family formed John Beam's Legacy Foundation with the goal of
finding a way to help the impact that my dad made kind of become a flywheel and keep turning, right? So it's both how do we support academic athletes in ways like this, but also how do we support the next generation of coaches and teachers and leaders.
The new foundation aims to help student athletes at colleges and high schools around the Bay Area, offering resources and education around financial literacy, academics, leadership, social impact, and mental health. In Oakland, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Interstate 980 links the 580 and 880 freeways in Oakland, and now Caltrans is considering the corridor's removal. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant spoke with some Oakland locals.
You're either going to have to go all the way to 580 or go down, which is real bad because of the traffic on 40th Street.
That's Oakland resident Eric. He thinks 980 should stick around. The freeway opened in 1985 to provide direct access to downtown Oakland. But resident Lloyd says it ended up isolating the disadvantaged community of West Oakland.
I think that highway was built to divide the community, and tearing it down would help repair a little bit of that.
Caltrans has been gathering community input to decide on the corridor's future in their Vision 980 study. Here's Caltrans's Becky Frank, the lead on the study.
Interstate 980 took out 500 homes and about 22 businesses and 5 churches.
The study gave people 3 choices: enhance the freeway, cover it, or remove it. The most popular answer was removal.
It serves as a barrier or something difficult to get across for people who want to travel between downtown and West Oakland.
In Oakland, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
The Super Bowl has come and gone, and the World Cup is up next, but more marquee sports could be bound for the Bay Area. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Francisco. Local organizers already have their eyes on some big events.
While they may not be quite as ambitious as hosting the Super Bowl and World Cup in the same year, there are plenty of options to consider in drawing sporting events with broad national appeal to the Bay Area. Zaylene Jen Muhammad is with the Bay Area Host Committee.
Whether those are traditional events like an MLB All-Star Game or another global event like Women's World Cup, those are all options right now on the table that we're thinking through.
Jen Muhammad says personally she'd like to have the next big event be rooted in women's sports. All of the groundwork to attract these events being laid now. In the near term, it's all about preparation and welcoming the World Cup.
The good news is, like, the matches and Super Bowl were at the same stadium. A lot of similarities in terms of footprint. FIFA was in town this week.
San Jose will play host to some soccer matches for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
State Appeals Court in San Francisco has reinstated a lawsuit from a driver accusing the owner of a parking lot in violating a state law requiring lot operators to safeguard license plate reader information. The Chronicle reports a judge had previously ruled that the driver behind the suit had failed to show that Parking Concepts Incorporated operated a reader system or caused harm. The appeals court says his driver's license plate number on the parking document and kiosk screen provided the existence of an automated system. Lawyers for the case's opposition weren't immediately available for comment. The appeals court says parking garages who do store license plate numbers in a searchable database without the driver's consent can be sued for at least $2,500 in damages.
And a California public employee union is pushing for permanent remote work options for state workers. Assemblymember Alex Lee has authored a bill requiring state agencies to offer work-from-home options, quote, to the fullest extent possible. The bill also demands written justifications for in-person work and a dashboard to track savings from remote work. Governor Gavin Newsom's mandate for 4 days in office starts in July. The union argues remote work saves money and benefits the environment. The bill aims to highlight telework's advantages, not nullify Newsom's order. The union has a history of successful negotiations with state lawmakers.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.